Right, there's a bit of a problem here. We seem to have got more tapes and boxes around than we know what to do with.
This is
a knife tape.
It's a knife tape,
is it? Does it taste nice? Good, I'll just sort these out and then I'll be...
Have
a
knife.
Have you not got a knife?
I've got a cleaner.
Shall I bring some more knives?
Snowed on Friday evening, but we didn't look.
Did it snow?
We had the hailstones. They said if you looked out, there
was
a covering of snow
or
whatever.
I think we had hailstones when we were in church.
We did. On the Friday night. No, on Friday night.
The way!
We'd only just got started.
The way!
Well, I'm in the way because I'm sitting having my tea, and you're supposed to be sitting having your tea, but you're playing lorries.
Through here, Tim.
The word is, excuse me, please.
What,
oh, I have to fill in who's talking and things like this. I'm just doing it now because otherwise I could forget, you know. Time, 6:10.
We've been to Narrow Valley Park,
haven't
we?
Have you?
Yes, it was very nice, but with other people doing the same with little children, with no big children. Except for an episode with the dog that barked on the screen.
The Lord!
Well, it's very nice, Daddy. Great.
You like it, dear? Good. How old are you, dear? 36. It's a bit more than 1 year, really, because sometimes...
I don't confuse him.
Oh, sorry.
1 year.
Well, another 6 months. Just over half.
Yeah, well,
it's
longer than
mine.
Not a year.
Not longer than mine.
Yeah.
Yes,
yours is the fine, isn't it? Birthday cake,
mummy. What do the pictures taste like?
Awesome.
It's not too bad, is it? This is a spare knife. Did you know it was going to be chocolate? You say so.
Your summer chocolate is more expensive than your
lunch. Mummy!
The lady at the checkout when I got Tim's that time, do you remember? Because all the birthdays come together and I saw against the Tim's, I get fed up with making them.
You bought one, it was nice.
I bought one for Tim and it did taste nice, though. The lady at the checkout said it would. Is that you kicking me?
It wasn't the only one. It's, yes, it was another lady and child making a beeline for birthday cake. And, you know, they went out the same checkout as I did. On a Monday, there's hardly anybody there at all. You know, basically decided. I just think we represented half the sales, you know, just...
Yeah.
Does anybody want any more tea?
Yes, please.
You might be getting a bit cold by now.
It's not too bad, Daddy.
Isn't it?
Because mine was very with that, so it didn't so bad.
I had to do some washing up at work today.
Did you?
For nine people. Well, Gilbert insisted that we should provide coffee for all the people.
Oh.
For the Germans. So he went to speak to one of the director's secretaries to go and borrow all our cups. I had to provide the sugar. And then of course Gilbert went off to another meeting before the end.
And that's so doing washing up.
I had to do the washing up.
He looks extremely young.
He does look young.
Is he as young as he looks?
No, he isn't. No, he's round about my age.
Is he?
Might be a year or two.
He's about 23, isn't he?
No. My bag! Mummy!
Got these two boys.
What? In the toilet.
Daddy is bigger than Mummy. Aren't you? But not going to be. Not my baby.
This is very nice.
You just want to be here with us. There you go.
Hoggy. You're not often very hoggy.
Is everyone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8?
That's right. Well counted. 8 left.
And there's only 8 people.
Eight. So 8 people
can
have it.
1, 2, 3.
No, that must be
seven
because it's got
six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
12 people this game.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
You want more than one piece, would you?
14.
What's 14?
I wouldn't want more.
Please.
It's going to be 12. Was it 8 there? 9, 10, 11, 12.
So you
the 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm a ring.
I know the bit which I don't like. Mm. You see the top bit over the top. Mm. Not that bit. Underneath
there. Mm.
I like the black bit.
It's the creamy bit, I don't know. Oh. Well worth a trip to Tesco's, yeah. Good.
All of
it
was very nice. I enjoyed it all.
Well worth a trip to Tesco's, yeah.
All of
it.
I
did very well to have gone to Tesco's yesterday and get home in time for whatever time it was you did.
Birthday mum
could have all of that. They haven't got anything that they like. No, I tried that with Tim. Because Sainsbury's would have been really more
naughty
on your way.
Yeah. Naughty mummy.
Yeah, I'm not
surprised at that.
It's probably because people who shop in Sainsbury's make their own.
They have individual things. You can buy sort of individual cream cakes and things like that from the bakery section. You can't buy...
They might have them frozen. The frozen thing. Frozen gattos and stuff. But it's not quite the same as sort of a birthday cake with a fancy thing around it, is it?
I've shown him that.
Bit of paper. Christopher, starring again.
Mummy.
So are we going to get the original magazine, is it all in colour or what?
Well, I think they will give it to us. Because the Martin, what's his name, Chillmate, said that we'd get complimentary copies. Yeah, you mustn't touch those, Tim, because those are matches. And children never touch matches, do they?
Why?
Because if they suddenly catch fire, guess what would happen?
We should lose them.
Would be burnt down.
And you as well.
It would be very, very sad.
And you'd get very sad and it would hurt a lot.
All day?
Mm.
Yes.
of us one of these birds.
Yeah. Yeah, all of us will get burnt.
And all our things.
Yeah. But even tides, if we ran everything. Out,
it would be safe then. Oh, we'd be safe, but the things in the house wouldn't order.
It'd be sad if we lost everything, wouldn't it? So we won't play with matches.
If you get a match and you strike it on something else, it would still.
Yes, it can do.
And we can pull it out all the way.
Even a box, if you strike it on that one.
But it strikes on particular things. It strikes on something rough. But you never quite know. No good trying it out because you never quite know whether it's going to strike or not. When you get to be older, will allow you to strike a match. But you have to be quite
Love
old to
me.
Do that. We'll show you how it works.
Best to know, isn't it?
I'd rather be around at the sun.
That's why you say they were playing with matches and left them lying about.
Mind you, some children fish about in cupboards, don't they?
Oh, yeah,
you know, high up.
Because usually people tend to before they do it.
Hello, you're back again. What do you want now?
Well, some people do very good things without
you.
You want me?
Some people. Who's here? Mother was Pinkerton.
And, how
you got a light on? How you got the light on?
Why have we got the light on? We wanted to see what we were eating.
How did you put it on when
you were switched it on, that's back. We wanted to see the cake, didn't we?
Did you?
Somebody put it down after the
camera.
Did you?
Yeah. Who did it?
Daddy, I think.
No, he did it.
I did.
You did it?
You had your eyes shut while I did it.
Do
you need the toilet yet? We must do soon. I expect so.
No, I can't put the telly!
Do we really need any more telly?
No. It's story time, I think.
20 past 6
already.
I know I said, but I didn't realise what time it would be. Why don't we wait until tomorrow morning and then we can watch PC Pinkerton after breakfast before we go to school? That'd be an exciting thing to look forward to. Move it quickly. Forward a bit. It went not long ago.
Oh, I thought you did.
I wonder
Tim, you're so shattered, Libby. Let's get you a book, read you a story, and pop you in bed.
No, I don't want to. I want to watch the telly.
Want to play a bit with Dad?
I'll wash
it.
Dad!
Legs. When you wash them.
It's not my birthday.
Give them a good scrub.
Dad!
As opposed to a little dip. Good scrub.
Dad!
Yeah.
Oh, we always find something.
Lurking.
Well, I'm just.
I want to play with you.
Yeah, I'll play with you.
Do
you want to play cards?
I want to play bricks with cards.
With cards. Then we'll have a story.
Advice as to where to get thousands of candles should I need them. I don't know, I wasn't listening.
I'll play it on the guitar.
Go on then. Look, it went like this. I need two of those. Oh, yeah. And then five of
those. Oh, yeah.
Mum, I'll do
enough to go up to six. One, two, three,
four, five, six, and seven.
But we don't need seven.
No, not for Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Can you find them with this
one?
Oh,
you can go with that one. What to do the
now? What's it? Oh, this is the middle C's, really.
Yeah.
Hello, Cumnock. That's the one with the right hand. That's this one. In the middle.
Thank you.
Give me four to start with. I should keep that hand ready, otherwise you'll discover that it's not there when you're meant to use it.
Okay. One, two, three.
Hey, hang around, hang around. Go steady with it. One,
two, three.
Oh.
Four.
We're getting quite good at playing games together. That's
alright, you can have some there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you ask, do you want
Nice Christmas? What? What was that about too?
Certainly got something different.
Do you have to go back to work, Tom Livington, or
pen?
Straight ahead.
The guy gonna win.
Very normal lunch.
Shouted, breakfast is ready, and then I started my breakfast. And you were still upstairs, weren't you?
I don't think we've got any children to look after this morning.
And you're going to win. Yeah, he's going to win.
Can they get really big, Mummy?
Tim, because he doesn't sit down.
He's finished.
Is this on your bottom, Tim? Please.
Are you sitting?
He's kneeling up.
Enough milk, Christopher. You don't want to get too dry. I mean, no. Milk is very good to eat.
Just
sit
on
top.
Just put it warm milk over the. That. What about that bit? There we go.
Swish it round again. That's it.
But Mum, it doesn't matter whenever you've got milk on, does it?
Doesn't matter what?
Whenever things got milk.
He's won!
Whenever things got milk on, it doesn't matter.
I wouldn't use half of them without milk.
Hang on!
Can you sit down on the bottom?
No.
Why?
Because I don't.
So, I'm looking forward to a normal day, Mummy.
Yeah, I will be when I'm awake.
I'm a bit sleepy. Enjoy your sleep.
bits of hair out of it. Yeah.
A bit of a pain last night.
A bit of a pain last night. It seemed to be wide awake, as if you could have got up.
What?
I was no good, I'm afraid.
A day is it?
What do you think?
It's.
It was Tuesday yesterday.
What day is it?
Monday, Tuesday.
Oh,
that's it? Wednesday, well done.
What can you do on a Wednesday? This is the day when Mummy goes teaching at school in the afternoon.
It is.
Christopher School.
Mm-hmm.
And is this still a story time?
It is a story time, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know what they'll do because he's still ill. Perhaps you'll get Mrs. Or perhaps they'll roll up somebody else. Tesco's.
Yes, he did. With Imogen.
Alright. It's old age, you know. It's repetitive.
And you didn't tell me anything about what
Bell
those people
wants
said.
A hole, won't they? He wants
what?
A hole.
A hole. You want to swap it over. I mean,
no.
A hole, not a
Do
hole.
You want a hole?
Yeah. It's a hole. Something with that hole.
How did...
You could have a toast, but I could have a one.
Well, you have the half of it, so it's got the hole in it.
And you wanted the hole in it. I wanted the hole!
A bit confused, yeah?
You spoke on the phone to people like my daddy.
I did speak on the phone to my daddy.
No.
Just a second. And he hasn't heard from anybody in different treatments.
Mum, can I have a whole piece of paper?
No, it's all right, because daddy's doing your half. Oh, what have I done? I just put my arm on it, I don't want it.
It's too many. It's soaked in!
I forgot to because I'm such a stupid.
I did. We didn't see him this morning.
Oh dear. Yeah.
Too big. And who else? Did you speak to Joe or something? Did you say?
I spoke to Joe, but that was Monday night, yeah. She's going to be like head of department. Should I tell you that?
No, you didn't tell me anything about
that. Oh, right. No. Oh, funny about that. I thought she probably told you this.
No, I didn't
say anything. Oh, well, she rang up and she'd seen Christopher in a catalogue.
Had she? The...
In the Scholastic Publications catalogue.
The one that we've seen.
We've seen the book.
Yeah.
She's
seen a catalogue?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, I see.
He's in a catalogue.
I thought it was going to be a magazine.
Oh! No. I'm getting confused. You know the book that she's had, that
yes.
he's on,
yes.
beginning to read. Well, yes. It's in a catalogue. The book is in a catalogue. Yeah. So there's a front cover of the book sitting in the catalogue, smiling at her, saying, "Please buy this book, Christopher."
So he's even more wide.
Yeah.
No. So these people don't even have to go and buy it.
You don't have to buy it. You just have to have a catalogue.
I see. Uh-huh.
So she's ordered him because she's starting they're having a pre-prep school at Durham Choir Boys, whatever it is, Cathedral School. They're apparently in the locality that are demanding 6-year-olds and unders. So they and another late neighbouring school.
Oh Tim.
Oh,
boy. Push on that. Oh, it's too late. Push on that. That's alright. Leave it there.
I can't.
I think you need a cloth, Daddy.
Mum, I didn't have a cloth.
Yes.
We have Mum, she hasn't done another thing, has he, Daddy?
No.
You do it!
leave that on the plate like that, that's fine.
Why?
That's best. And we can take some bits of it away when we've finished.
Anyway, it's what else about Joe and his head being
headed? I don't know.
Well, she said it's going to be head of department. It starts with 10 kids. Okay, so she'll be head of herself. And then as the flex bands, she'll be responsible for getting staff in. And so she's going to. She's got so much money to spend to keep it all out.
I didn't want her hole.
Timothy wanted the hole, dear.
They both got holes.
Oh, that's clever.
So, both had half a hole. Well, that's what you said, half a hole.
Yeah, it was my fault. Sorry. Enormous. Now, if you have my plate, then you won't have any trouble with that.
She teaches what age at the moment? What age will she teach?
By the way,
7-8 year old boys at the moment. And she will teach.
So that's enough.
Which is what she did at Ludlow, remember? Well, she had the 5-6.
That's a much read.
And I think she really likes those. She only got these because she wanted to move to Ludlow. To Durham.
Yeah.
Spread it!
Hurry up, because he wants the margarine. Can he have the margarine while you're spreading that? I think we've got enough then.
Biggest hole.
Oh dear. Biggest hole. A big hole.
Yeah, I heard it go. When
we said half a hole, I was thinking half a W hole.
Half a. They have got half a hole.
No, they've got half a H hole.
Ah, they've also got half a hole.
Yes.
I thought I was making the best of both worlds.
You were, dear. Very clever.
I can do it. How can you chop those different?
Well, there's two different holes, aren't there? Oh, you mean chopping those different ones? You can chop it either that way or that way.
But ones if you chop and then chop, then they'll be squares.
That's right, they'll be four then. They're four bits. Life is so complicated.
Mum, but it's tricky, Mummy. Because when you chop that way and then that way,
that's true, actually.
There, Tim.
What would you like now, Tim, on there? Seems to have got rather a lot of margarine on there. I hope you're going to eat all your toast today, not like yesterday.
The margarine.
The margarine. Yeah. You've got margarine. Tell us what you like.
Love by the Marmite.
Mum, I've seen the rice thing.
A Rice Krispie in where? In my tea. Oh yes, there is. It's a bit soggy. Come
back,
I'll
sit. How did it get there?
I don't know.
Finger popped it.
Probably dropped it when we were shaking them in the bowl. Rice Krispies seem to get everywhere. When I do the hoovering, there's Rice Krispies everywhere in funny places.
They're not very good.
It's a Hoover Day today, too.
Why?
We haven't cleaned for ages.
It's Hoover Day.
I'll have a go at it today.
And then I'm going to go.
You can help me. You're going to stay here, I'm afraid. What? Me and you doing the cleaning in the morning.
Where am I going to go?
We're not going anywhere, we're staying here.
Can I help you plant the new...
Probably not, because I think I'll have to do it while you're at school, because Daddy tells me it's going to rain this afternoon. I'm going to have to do that this morning. Pity that.
Can I cut the green on tomorrow?
Because it says on the packet we ought to plant them immediately after buying, and we don't know when Auntie Gwen bought them. And it might rain tomorrow as well. I think I ought to put them in while it's fine. Now.
In?
In the ground. I'll save you a couple if you like, you can plant two.
Okay.
flying us down.
I must have planted them there. I must have bought them yesterday.
I want to plant.
You want to plant them? You can have a plant them, but she'll be around. So you need to go to school and not plant balls.
And Dad is going to go work.
Yes, it'll be me and you planting bulbs and cleaning the house this morning.
It's not a job.
Yeah, it's a jobs morning this morning. Kitchen floor's disgusting. We'll have to clean kitchen floor tin. That'd be fun, won't it?
With Twitter pot.
No, you'll be at school. Just me and you. Scrubbing away at the floor. You'd rather do it with Christopher, wouldn't you? Sorry, Mama.
Christopher's going to help us do the garden.
Oh, really well, because he'll be at school as well. We'd have to wait till the holidays and then Christopher can join in doing things like gardening and helping with the
house. It's kind of Sunday or Saturday.
Mm.
Mum, how long are we staying at Joe's?
Oh, that's ages away, you know. It's not till May. We're going to go 2 nights to Joe's.
2 nights, about. And what day do we go?
We go on a Saturday.
Saturday, so we go home Sunday.
No, we stay Saturday night and we stay Sunday night and we go back on Monday. But yeah. We're never going home, we're going to York after that.
Straight off? Mm-hmm. Why?
Because it's really fun. It's a long, long way to Joe's. Mm. So just to go right all that way to 2 nights would not really be worth it.
Tim, since you've already licked your knife, he's knife wiping this at all. Right, can we have a prayer and a start? I've got to go in 1 minute.
I'll just stop first.
Right, which song would you like? You choose. Dear.
Where's that?
The wise man built his house upon a rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rain came tumbling down. And the rain came down and the sun came up.
I've got to dig rocket.
The rain came down and the floods came up. And the house on the rock stood firm. But the foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rain came tumbling down, splash, splash. And the rain came down, and the floods came up. The rain came down, and the floods came up. The rain came down, and the floods came up. And the house on the sand fell flat.
That's the flat bit.
You ready? Lord Jesus, thank you for a night's sleep and we thank you for another day. Please help us to do the kind of things that you want us to do. I pray for Christopher as he goes to school. Help him to do his best there. For Daddy at work. And for Tim and I as we stay at home. Help us to know the kind of things to do. And this afternoon when Grandma comes, I pray that we'll be able to have a time with her as well. Amen. Amen.
I'll feed you my toast. I'll feed you my toast.
Righty ho ho. Can you wipe your hands, please, because you get sticky all over the piano.
I'm
trying to get even more.
I do it lots and lots.
Because I noticed it's very sticky on the piano. You can wipe it because of those notes. It's a little bit sticky.
Why?
Just because you put sticky fingers on. You didn't mean to. It just was.
How did you know before you took?
Because I felt them last night and thought, ooh, these are sticky, I'm going to keep my face. for it, because Tim and I are doing the domestics anyway. Oops. So you'd be home normal time, or even earlier if we're lucky.
I don't think we're unlucky. Well, I would estimate normally.
Well,
okay.
Which head do you have to meet with?
Half five-ish, or quarter to six-ish.
Mommy!
Well, I think half five, but then sometimes it's quarter to six.
I know.
Mom?
I suppose I ought to think, of course, I'm going to the car because I don't want to walk.
It's too cold.
You don't want to walk where?
The school.
We have to walk
in the car. In the car.
Let me chop you that much and you have that. You don't play that one. This is something for you to write underneath. I thought it was a bit complicated. That's all to do with writing that one. To rain as well, look at that, we're going to have to put our raincoats on. It's raining in time for us to go to school. Come on. Helping me Brothers. going to be even bigger by the time the day's finished if it rains like this all the time.
So you're going to get sunny soon.
Well, it would be nice, but I don't think it is. Daddy said it's going to rain a lot of time. A lot of good time. Come on then. Because we thought it was going to be a bit fine this morning, but it didn't last very long, did it?
No. Look, some of them are dying.
Oh, they are, yeah.
Yeah?
No, they're just bent over a little bit.
Look.
I'm looking, they look alright to me. Okay. Oh, that's not the daffodils, though. That's a bit of old irises from last year.
Oh, I will put my foot on the ground. I will put my leg right.
Okay, can
we
just drive in with the pot?
What?
We'll put them up in the porch to dry them
off. If I put them on the way
to later. No, it doesn't work with the tin because we've got umbrellas, but we've got loads of drips on. So what we need to do is just put them up.
Why?
And then just leave them sitting here to dry.
I
and
can't
dry off
put mine up.
By themselves. They have to come in through the door first, otherwise we'll end up with more umbrella than we've got room. That's a good job it's not too far to school, isn't it? You've been in puddles, so yours will be even wetter, I should think.
Put them into the dry lot.
Right, we'll just put them into the radiator because that will help.
I have to go to the kitchen.
Things. think we'll change the sheets on your bed, Tim. Someone's got to a wash. I think they've been on there a long time.
Some more in there.
Will it all fit?
No!
Just keep pushing if you get in there.
I can't.
Just put one thing in rather than a whole lot of things. Is that right?
I can't do it.
Grass seed don't like this rain anyway. Remember we planted some extra grass seed the other day just on those bare patches?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, we need to soak it. What time is it now? 12. Oh, I feel very satisfied. I've managed to clean the place.
Have you done your picnic thing?
Picnic thing.
Put your slots in.
Picnic thing. Put your slots in. Oh no, not yet. Well, no, for a while it's up on the display. That would be post there for the first time. Oh. Oh, that's nice. Oh, I can have an IT update for supply teachers. Wednesday the 15th of April. Will you babysit for me?
What are you doing?
It's a day trip. Computers, you know? Software on computers. Well, I tried to go on one on Monday. Thank you, Tim. I tried to go on one 2 Mondays ago in Redditch. And they told me too late. The call told me too late. So I rang up the place and said, I would like to go. Are you having another? And they said, there's possibility of one coming in April. In Kidderminster, if you're interested. And I said, well, I would be interested if you send me the details. And it says, I'm now able to offer you the rearranged date for the IT update for supply teachers. It's a Wednesday. So there's no trouble, is it, really? Just the morning as well as the afternoon, and collecting Christopher as well. It starts at 9:15, so I'd have to bring him over to you quite early.
Bring him to me and come across here for
Christopher. Yeah. And then I can take you home afterwards. Because if it finishes at 3, I won't be home till 3:45 at the earliest.
Oh, we should just about be right, won't we?
Yeah. Oh, I'll enjoy that. It'll be a nice little trip. Please bring a packed lunch. Coffee will be provided. No funding available for travelling or subsistence costs. It's typical. They always do this on us as supply teachers. You have to go because you want to do it. It's a bit of a cheek, really, because I should imagine it's one of the most oversubscribed courses as well. I mean, you know, that when I went on for language and the national curriculum and that other thing I did on the national curriculum, masses of people there.
What
are you
doing to help scam?
Did
you see his face?
I did.
I thought, what
are you
thinking?
So you're happy to do it? Are you away or here?
I'm not going to be away, no.
15th of April.
That's a week before
I was hoping they weren't going to put it on a silly day.
That's
Is it? When's Easter then?
End of April.
Oh, it could well be then.
Maybe it's called something
about. Oh, will she be here?
No, she's not.
Alright. Those poor fish need feeding again. I'm really pleased about that because last time when I was really disappointed I've been refused the course because I thought I would be right up my street that. Because when I was teaching full time, I was quite into these ear computers at the beginning. I was the one that went with
That's too much.
You know, if it'd been anything
It's
not too much. It's fine. You watch them gobble it down. It's only because it spreads out. Because there's been so much more technology, you know,
since
it started.
Yes. They want to know the latest.
And apparently there's a thing called, in the afternoon, it's called Software for Survival for Supply Teachers.
What are you doing?
Which sounds like a good scheme.
Oh, are you? Oh, I wondered what you were saying.
Oh, here's Joe's birthday card.
If I let go, you'll go on the floor.
Oh dear, that's terrible. Here's hoping your birthday will be unfroggettable. There's a frog hopping about on it.
Who's that? Was Joe?
Yeah. Oh, that's very nice. Book token as well, £3. I like a book token because I always feel a bit guilty buying books, you know, because I've got so many.
I go and look in the
library.
Oh, I do what Mavis does now. She goes and looks in the
bookshop. And then goes to the library to get the
book
she wants.
Last part, she felt like that.
It's a book token, that's it, isn't it, really?
Yeah, she's standing in the bookshop writing the names and the things down, you see, and then she goes to the library. She hasn't been out properly yet with her knee, has she?
Who are we talking about? No, she said in her letter. That she had, well, it was just a little square of paper. What are you doing, dear? Running around the room with a tape measure.
Clock says
half past 12.
Yeah.
It's nearly bedtime.
Oh, no. Surely.
It's going all the way around here. And there.
25 past 11.
You
should be asleep then.
Michael gave
Jill a sunbed. We're not asleep.
What?
A sunbed for her birthday to encourage her to rest because she won't stop. She won't put her feet up. You know she's pregnant.
When we
she knows she's pregnant. She still rushes about like I don't know what.
That's when we go to
so,
sleep.
He's giving her a sunbed. Oh, that's rather clever.
Where's two?
You've got the little end on two and the big end on seven.
There are two.
Andrew recovered from his tiredness then?
Wait.
Or is he still tired?
Oh, we were fine last night because we just sat zonked in front of Inspector Morse all night, you know. Every time they... the nice thing about the video is, what we discovered since we've had it, you know, like when the telephone goes and you think, oh rats, I'm going to miss the programme.
You can stop it.
You can. It's wonderful. So every time the telephone went, which was quite a few times, it was quite pleasant, and then we fancied supper in the middle, and it was nice. It was very cosy. Well, it was very pleasant, I must say.
Laura's got one. The more you look at the more you look at the.
It's a luxury, though. I mean, you know, you don't need it. The fact that we got one for Christmas, it was very nice.
I was only thinking there's not much on the telly.
No, and but you can choose what you want to use. I find it particularly good for the children because we'd hardly ever watch the children's programmes official.
There.
You know, we watch bits and pieces that we...
Christopher likes to put that wild...
Yes, the really wild show. Yeah. She can't manage normal size meals.
What, does she have big ones?
No, loads of little ones.
Wait.
It's So when she goes out for a meal, she's got a problem. Now, if that was me, I'd be having loads of big ones. No, he kept waking up constantly, you did, didn't he? Shouting for mummy or daddy or somebody.
Yeah!
You're a silly bell.
You're going to bed to sleep.
I'm awake because I need to drink my mum.
He seemed to be awake for a long time. I think, you know, like you wake up and you don't know what to do with yourself. I think it was like that. So every quarter of an hour or so he kept shouting for a drink because he didn't know quite what to do with himself.
Your mother used to sleep black and white.
Oh, that's a very nice letter. I was just thinking that maybe Jill hadn't got her birthday card because she's the type of person who would write and say thank you, if you know what I mean.
She had got it.
She had got it, and it was a lengthy letter, so. But I thought it would be included in my birthday present, but she's not. She's done it separately. In fact, I think that's second class stamp. Oh yeah, she's going to carry on to
there,
1st of May.
Catch Give that! Her
6 weeks.
I love that! Wait.
She's got 6 weeks. Well, you can go on as long as you like, really. Well, you... No, well, what they do is they tell you the earliest you can leave, and then you can leave after that if you prefer.
Manchester used to give you a date, and that was it.
Alright.
I
was lucky because I had the summer holidays included in mine, so it meant that they paid me for the summer holidays because I didn't officially stop work till the 1st of September.
Catch.
So I got paid for August, which I thought was quite clever, really. Because my date would have been sort of halfway through the summer holiday. What am I supposed to do with this?
Hold it tight, mummy. I can tell you that.
I'm
trying to pull it out of your hand, isn't it? If I let go, you'll go to chip it on the floor. What's this crane doing down here?
Well, he's been craning. He's been doing a blue tractor or something, he said.
Yeah, he's doing
his
own blue.
See, I've got it!
That was because I didn't have time to sit and colour with him. So he decided he'd do it all blue himself, didn't he?
Yeah, didn't
he bring the trees, did he? I'll bring some monkeys down. He's only one box.
Yeah, you can go and bring something else down. I only brought that one down because we haven't seen it for a long time. Just choose one thing that you want to play with. Don't just bring down any old thing.
Just bring something. One thing.
A game, perhaps. That'd be nice. Have we got time for a game?
So we're not having Matthew anymore.
Well, we might do.
And Grandma's got fed
up. Exactly. But I'm not putting myself out. Like, I'll accept that April the 15th and everything.
If you bring him over to my house.
Does it say I've got to do anything about it, or does it say I'm on it anyway? No, I don't think so. If you are unable to attend on this date, please contact Janet at ITS Worcester. Well, I am able to, so that's it then. Enclosed a map. Look forward to seeing you. Jolly good. Should be exciting. I'll never find my way around Kidderminster.
I say you did say you wanted to go, didn't
you? Oh yeah. Oh, I said I was very keen. Zion Hill School.
Does Christopher do any computer
Oh yeah. He's done loads of things.
Really
I think they have a system whereby they have it in the classroom for a week. And then somebody else has it. So sort of once a month or something it turns up. And they have a sort of intensive thing on it. I think that's the way it works. Oh, that's nice. You brought the tractor down.
Mom.
Can't make out where this school is.
Mom.
Birmingham Road. There we are. 4, 5, 6.
Mom.
can see it.
The same one.
It is the same one. We did that one yesterday.
You played.
Didn't we?
Oh, for free.
Can't Grandma play? She's come specially to play with you. Haven't you, Grandma? On the table. We'll do it on the table.
He's my whistle. I found it. I've got that lorry.
Oh, there's the ring road. Oh, we don't need to go down to the ring road. That's handy. Sometimes when I've been out and chatted to lots of people, I can't remember who I've talked to. You're supposed to write them down, so I'm there for have a quick listen to see it. I'm sure I still forget people, but still. Do my best.
And the end of that.
Fire.
You can complain. What's the name, please? What have I got?
Chicken roll. That's all right. There's plenty of it. It's just last night's leftovers. This is quite clever, look, because they've got the yellow, the white and the pink all separated, so you can mix them if you want, or you could make a patch of them.
You'd have to make a patch of them.
I don't know, I thought I'd mix them along the side there. Ham and things like that, picks it out. What are you doing, Tim?
Oh no, Tim,
beat it properly, please. If it had some cucumber and tomato, if you wanted, it's just
no, cucumber. For some reason, you know, I had one piece of cucumber. Read it all night.
Yeah.
It's funny. Cucumber's pretty, you know, I like cucumber. It doesn't usually not always like me, but yesterday it didn't. I don't know why. Like you're going to bed there, cucumber.
Yeah.
I only had that one piece.
Mm.
I don't know why.
I've got cream cheese.
You've got cream cheese, yeah.
Mm. But they're cold, aren't they?
Mm. Had it for a bit.
I don't, you thought it was funny enough.
The trouble is he doesn't blow his nose right, do you? Can't blow it properly.
No.
It stays around for a bit. He sort of sniffs it and swallows it, I think. I don't know, we'll do story time today because Clark's not well.
Hello?
I don't know. Because yesterday Mrs. Morris was taking Mrs.